Yeah, so sisters and brothers in Christ, it's another Wednesday as we come together again to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful moment in our Christian life. We, as the followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know the peak of our faith is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are still celebrating as we are in a second week. But as all of us, we know, including myself, that this is a difficult time. You know, all of us, we are going through this difficult time. And we are going through this world. And listen what God is talking of to us today, you know, in the unique way as we go through this. He said, God so loved the world. God so loved the world. And the world God is talking about is this world we are living. Me and you. God loves this world. And your house, you know, whatever, maybe some people now in the office, they're keeping their distancing, you know. So God loves this world. And not just loving this world. He gave his only begotten son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. So if you think about that and what is going on, I think it's a joyful to hear something like this. I know the world we are talking is a place with a lot of fear. Now, I know some of us, we cannot go to see our mothers. We cannot go to see our aunts or uncles. Some of us, we have our relatives in the nursing homes, and we cannot go there. And some of us, maybe we cannot walk to our neighbors and greet them as we used to do. We cannot hug each other. So when you are hearing this, say, God loves the world, and you start questioning all those things. But we have to understand that God is always with us. And in those moments, what are we supposed to do? And that maybe is a question, as I mentioned, all those things which makes us fear, anxiety, and all those things. We are called to keep our eyes on him. Don't move your eyes on God. Don't move your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes, like take your head and look at Jesus all the time. Don't move. And you'll be okay. Because the gospel said, the light, Jesus is a light that dispels the darkness. And those who like the light, they always go to Jesus because it takes away the darkness. But in the first reading, we heard about those people who always like darkness and they hate those who like lights. See, the apostles who came out to preach the good news, to bring people to Jesus so that the people stay away from evil, they were taken to jail. But see, if you are doing something good, God is always keep eye on you. God is sending the angels, and the angels are opening the gates of the prison. And these apostles, they're coming out, but the angel is telling them that when you go out, don't fear, preach the good news.
keep talking about Jesus. Talk about the beauty of Jesus. Talk about the love you receive to Jesus. And that's what we want all of us to do in this difficult time. It can be like we are in jail. But you know that God is sending the angels to open the gates. And one day we are going to be out and talk about this the greatness of God. So I encourage you again and again, don't move. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he's the light. In this darkness we are going through with Jesus, we know we are going to go through it, and we will. But we have again to open our heart and our mind to be loved, because God is saying, God so loved the world, loved you, loved me, and loved everybody. So he's always walking with us. And let us, you know, be people of joy. You know, we have to find the joy. And the only joy can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. One day, we know we'll be able to give a hug to one another. We'll be able to go and see our relatives in a nursing home. We'll be able to work at the hospital and see those who are sick. And we know, as long as we keep high on Jesus, that day, those days are coming soon, very soon.